Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Craig Morgenstern, Senior Investment Officer with CNN Wealth Management. And today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of July 2025 and our current outlook. U.S. stock markets saw record highs, driven mainly by mega-cap tech and AI-focused companies. NVIDIA became the first public company to surpass a $4 trillion market cap, followed by Microsoft. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act was passed, providing markets support through tax cuts and increased spending on defense, infrastructure, and pro-business initiatives. However, concerns over the bill's impact on the federal deficit and national debt raise credit risks as investors weigh long-term fiscal challenges. Second quarter earnings have been strong thus far, with 80% of S&P 500 companies beating expectations and reporting 5 to 6% year-over-year growth despite a slowdown in the first quarter. This growth was underpinned by solid consumer spending, a robust labor market, favorable trade outlook, and rising consumer sentiment. Still, elevated valuations and ongoing inflation worries have led some to caution about the risk of a market pullback. Economic indicators showed mixed signals. The U.S. dollar strengthened alongside rising Treasury yields amid tariff-driven inflation concerns. The Federal Reserve held rates steady at 4.25 to 4.5%, maintaining a cautious approach amid growing expectations of Fed rate cuts this fall. Meanwhile, Brent crude surged nearly 10%, its biggest monthly jump since early 2022, fueled by OPEC cuts while gold prices rose on safe haven demand. Following the strong market rebound from April lows, we took advantage by rebalancing portfolios back to their neutral equity weighting. This allows us to lock in gains and position portfolios to capture potential upside while managing downside risks effectively. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act provided a near-term market boost through corporate tax reductions, expanded defense and infrastructure investments, and business-friendly measures, supporting defense, industrials, and technology sectors. Yet, worries over the bill's long-term impact on the federal deficit and growing U.S. debt have triggered credit rating concerns, increasing uncertainty about fiscal health and the direction of future interest rate policies. While major indices have reached record highs, driven by tech and AI, elevated valuations and inflation expectations warrant caution. Treasury yields have been volatile amid tariff-driven inflation fears, but have recently eased on growing expectations of a possible Fed rate cut this September. Such action would further support equities, especially rate-sensitive sectors. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.